Ariel Siegel. He lives in Silver Spring. He referred me to this book based on one of the shiurim I gave. The pasuk I want to talk about today is V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, the pasuk in Emor, which serves as one of the sources for the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, that a Jew is chayiv to surrender his life, even though we spoke about the pasuk last week of v'chayiv bohem, that halacha embraces life, and pikuach nefesh is docha kol ha'tarah kula. There are some mitzvahs and some instances in which a person has to dedicate or sacrifice his life, the three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Gila Arayos, Shvichas Damim, and then, of course, particular mitzvahs during a Shas Hashmad, where there is an attempt to eliminate Judaism and to persecute religious people or to persecute Jews, however we define Shas Hashmad. The language of the pasuk is in Perek Chaf Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis, V'lo sechalu et shem kodshi, V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mikadishchem. Now, of course, a lot has happened over the last 2,000 years. This was a pasuk that was written, obviously delivered by Kadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe at Har Sinai. And for a while, Jews were Moser Nefesh al-Kiddush Hashem, the famed story of Hanani, Mishael, and Azariah, who made a stand against the Nebuchadnezzar after the destruction of the first Beis HaMikdash. Of course, Avram Avinu was willing to sacrifice his child because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to, and to sacrifice his reputation. But there's no question over the last 2,000 years, during the Jewish Galus, and during the long night of Jewish Galus, this is what's responsible for our surviving. The fact that Jews have repeatedly been willing to be martyrs, and repeatedly have bucked the odds, and repeatedly have refused to back down in the face of such persecution, and willing to be Moser Nefesh al-Kiddush Hashem. So, there's a book called I have to pull it up here. I had it up before. I'll pull it up in a second. And it was a book written, here it is. It's called The Scattered Nation. And it's a book written, I was browsing through it before. I have it written here. It's a book written by Zebulun Vance. Nice to have a first name, Zebulun. He was a Confederate governor of North Carolina. Do you know what a Confederate governor was? You probably don't know because none of you are Americans. It's during the Civil War when the North and the South of America were split. So North Carolina, even though it sounds like it's in the North, it's really in the South. It's the northern part of Carolina. And it was part of the South rebelling. The South, Southern people were very religious. They looked at the North not just as people who wanted to liberate their slaves, but as more licentious, more city-like, less morals. They were more staunchly Christian. There's something still called in America the Bible Belt, where a lot of people follow the Bible. Ironically, not so ironically, Israel has a lot of support there amongst Christian fundamentalists. So this is Zebulun Vance, who's the Confederate governor of North Carolina. And of course, there's no way I would know about this if not for this person, Ariel Siegel, who sent him. He works as a librarian or catalogs different books in the United States libraries. So let me just read what he wrote about the Jews. With regard, this is in the mid-19th century. We regard with unlimited admiration the Greek and Roman, but reject with contempt his crude and beastly divinities. We affect to despise the Jew, but accept and adore the pure conception of a God which he taught us, and whose real existence the history of the Jew more than all else establishes. So his first distinction is that although we despise the Jew, we don't appreciate fully that they were the purveyors of a pure blend of monotheism, which I've talked about a lot, that we were responsible for convincing the world that Hashem is not physical, and the purity of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's monotheism and transcendence, as opposed to the Greeks and the Romans were all so in love with, and they were very bestial. Okay. Then he has a separate point about Jewish loyalty. If constancy, faithfulness, and devotion to principle, under the most trying circumstances to which the children of men were ever subjected, be considered virtues, namely faithfulness and loyalty, even under trying conditions, if those are virtues, and we know they are, then indeed are the Jews to be admired. They may safely defy the rest of mankind to show such undying adherence to accepted faith. It's a hard syntax because it's 19th century English. But we defy the entire human race to be so loyal. Such wholesale sacrifice for conscience' sake. We taught the world what conscience is. For it they have in all ages given up home, country, wives, children, gold, goods, ease, shelter of life. For if they endured all the evils of an infernal wrath for 18th century, we were exposed for 18 centuries to all the evils and hatred. For it, for our commitment to God, they have endured with an inexpressible manhood that which no other portion of the human family ever have. For 60 generations, the heritage which the father left the son was misery, suffering, shame, and despair. And that son persevered and handed down to his son that black heritage as a golden heirloom for the sake of God. Interesting phraseology. This is our legacy. This is our great miracle, that we've been exposed to such suffering and to such hatred. And I'm not talking about why it happens and where it comes from, but it certainly is there and it's part of our world. We don't invite it, but we've been able to defy that pressure and to beat the odds because of this pasuk. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. This is the pasuk that obligates us towards the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. Now, what's striking about this pasuk is that it doesn't talk about death. And that's really the point of today's shiur. Jews don't live with a death wish. Kiddush Hashem is not about dying. Kiddush Hashem is about living, a lifestyle that represents Hashem with passion. It's our mission in history to bring Hashem into this world, to teach the world morality, to teach the world monotheism, to sanctify Hashem. Hashem is infinite. Hashem is uncontainable. But in this world, his presence is a product of how well people know him. And that equation is completely in our hands. How well people will know Hashem by the lifestyles we lead. And we lead a lifestyle that's meant to reflect Hashem's presence. And if we really care about that more than ourselves, that's maybe the question of the day, do you care about Hashem more than you care about yourself? Then when that presence of Hashem is up for grabs or is imperiled, then you sacrifice your life. But sacrificing life is not the core of sanctifying Hashem's name. The core of sanctifying Hashem's name is living a lifestyle. So if you asked me, by way of example, what am I willing to die for? It's a harsh way to say it, but I have an easy answer. I'm willing to die for Hashem. I'm willing to die for my people. And I'm willing to die for my family, because those are the three parts of my world I love more than myself, and I try to be as selfless as I can. I'm not always successful, but that's my aim. And I hope that my love and commitment to those three can be expressed by my life. So I'll live a life that's committed to Hashem, and I'll live a life that's committed to my people, and I'll live a life that's committed to my family, and I'll help build all those three elements. But if I really love those more than myself, then if push comes to shove, I have to be willing to sacrifice my life for them, or else I'm just a hypocrite, or else I'm just, it's empty speak, it's empty conversation. So you want to try to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than yourself and care for his presence in this world, and your lifestyle should be articulated around that. And then if there are three particular averus that are so severe that they will really contaminate Hashem's presence in this world, then to preserve Hashem's presence, you have to sacrifice your life. But that's really part of the difference, very, very abbreviated, between Kiddush Hashem and a Shahid, or Islamic fundamentalists who blow themselves up. When you ask an Islamic fundamentalist who blows himself up, what is he doing it for? For 72 virgins. Whose needs is he serving? God's or his own? That is part of a culture that celebrates death. People can become sanctified through death. We don't celebrate death. Death is sacrificing yourself for Kiddush Hashem. It's just one element, one expression of, it's a very powerful expression, obviously. And it can overcome an entire life that isn't led the right way. But it's just one expression of. There's no joy in heaven. Hashem doesn't want us to die on Kiddush Hashem, but for some reasons in the struggle of history, it happens from time to time. But it's not, we don't have a death wish. That's why the pasuk that describes Kiddush Hashem is not a pasuk about death. Again, v'lo sechalalu Hashem kodshi, u'shmartem the pasuk before, keep my mitzvos, lo sechalalu Hashem kodshi, v'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mikadishchem, hamotzi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. Now the truth is, there's another pasuk that describes Kiddush Hashem. It's a little different, but it also doesn't mention death. And that's the common denominator between these two pasukim. Traditionally, we derive Kiddush Hashem from this pasuk. Rabbi Akiva derived it from a different pasuk. Ve'aftas Hashem Elokecha, bechol levavcha, uvechol nafshecha, uvechol miyodecha. Your love for Hashem should be so intense that even if your soul has to be paid as the price, you should still love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And it's an even more transparent pasuk, highlighting the fact that we're not looking to die, we're looking to love Hashem. Ve'aftas Hashem Elokecha bechol levavcha bechol nafshecha. The rest of Shema is about life. Life, walking, traveling, living your life, building a home. But the entree to that, or the introduction, is your love for Hashem has to be so pitched that if push comes to shove and you're put into that situation, you're willing to sacrifice your life. Afilu, that's the language of the Gemara in Brachos Samach Aleph. Afilu, who knows till it's nafshecha. The afilu is not primarily to deliver your life. You have to love Hashem in your life and be committed. And it has to be so extensive that even if it reaches that point, that extreme point, afilu unotel is nafshecha. So it's really important, especially now that we're thinking a lot about death and a lot about what life's meaning is. And it was just Yom HaZikaron. We thought about people who died al Kiddush Hashem. And we know that it's something holy. We know that it's something very sacred. And then we see other religions, in particular Islamic fundamentalism, and it just seems so off, and it seems so wrong. And then we ask ourselves, if we're honest, well, then what's the difference? And this is one of the primary differences. And that's why Jewish martyrdom was a choice made throughout the centuries by men, women, old, young, children. By and large, the suicide bombers that we're seeing, they happen to fall into a particular demographic age group. 20, 18 till around 40. When someone's 40, 50, they really have a broader sense of life. They're not willing to sacrifice their life for the 72 virgins. Or their mind's a little more well-balanced. They're not drugged, and as many are in some cases. It's just a very, very different feel. And the feel is conveyed by the psukim, the Torah inserts. Now, of course, historically, as I mentioned, for the past 2,000 years, the pasuk of Kiddush Hashem was neither the pasuk in Emor, v'nikdashti b'sach b'nei Yisrael, neither the pasuk in Veschanan, or the pasuk in Veschanan that I quoted, but an earlier pasuk, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad, and that's the pasuk that so many millions of Jews uttered with their last breath and their last voice as they were paying the ultimate sacrifice to die of Kiddush Hashem. So it's an important issue to think about, and these psukim remind us that we don't have a culture of death, we don't have a death wish, we don't pursue it. In fact, or this will end, Rabbi Akiva was Moser Nefesh al Kiddush Hashem. His Talmidim were there. One of the only cases where he's being interviewed as he's on the gallows, as he's being about to be hammered, he faced a very, very painful death. They crushed his body with very powerful hammers, broke his bones. So the Talmidim asked him, Rebbe, all of your teaching, where's this heading? Like they wanted to know what Rabbi Akiva was feeling and how to make sense of this theologically. And Rabbi Akiva didn't talk about Olam Haba. He didn't talk about the schar he's getting. In a very interesting phrase, he said, my entire life I was mitztayer. I was agonizing. Would I hit this stage? And now that I'm at the stage, I'm going to balk, I'm going to stand down. Of course, I'm going to go through and fulfill this mitzvah. And it's a very interesting phrase which captures very delicately the following attitude. A Jew always has to and should live his life or her life with the sense that you may be called upon to pay that price. Because that's what a Jew is. You shouldn't run after it. You shouldn't welcome it. You shouldn't volunteer for it. But you have a sense that this is not an easy world, and we're placed in this world to call the world to higher ground, and that may not always end so peacefully. And Rabbi Akiva captured it by Kol Yamahisi Mitztayer. I was agonizing. I was churning. I wasn't running towards it. I wasn't happy about it. I wasn't excited about it. Rabbi Akiva lived in a very difficult time, obviously, but he was thinking about it. And that's a really good place to be in, a really good space to occupy, where you're here in this world for a reason. You hope and pray that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you the chance to live your full life based on the principles and sanctify him and bring him into this world. But if you're honest with yourself, and honesty is one of the hardest currencies to achieve, but if you have it, self-honesty, your life is really different. If you stop running away from yourself and telling yourself lies and leading split lives and narratives, if you're really honest with yourself and you stick to your guns and you live your principles, you're really an integrated person, then you say, you know what? That's what I'm here for. Okay? So, see you all tomorrow. Good to see everyone. Hello, everyone. See you all tomorrow. Okay. Tonight, by the way, at 11 o'clock Israel time, I'm going to be giving the weekly Parsha Chug. So obviously, I don't know, you know, it's probably being publicized on all the lists as well, but it's not just for Americans. It's for everyone, although it's based on the American time zones. Okay? So it's 11 o'clock Israel time. We'll talk about new issues. There won't be any repeats.